Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Six immigrants filed lawsuit against the Trump administration this week over its plan to phase out DACA. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals is an Obama-era program that allows undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children to stay here without fear of deportation. One of the plaintiffs in the case is Nu Lativanskorn, who's currently working on a master's degree in public health at Harvard, and next year he'll enter his last year of medical school in San Francisco. He joins us in the studio now. Nu, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us how you and the other plaintiffs decided to sue the Trump administration over DACA.
Our decision to join the lawsuit was really based around the fact that this one is the only one that has undocumented folks, the folks like myself who are directly affected, front and center in the case as plaintiffs.
What are the legal grounds? What are you contending?
In 2012, when the original DACA program came out, there was this promise that in exchange for undocumented folks like myself coming forward, sharing our information, there we would be given certain liberties and rights, so some of which include federal protection from deportation and also the ability to work with work authorization. From that, folks have been able to get Social Security numbers and have been able to legally drive. Another one is that the government fails to give a legally sound reason to why the DACA program needs to go away. The federal government has not followed the normal or appropriate process in stating its intent, allowing there for it to be time, rather than have this arbitrary 6 months, we're going to end this program immediately.
Do you personally feel violated or betrayed in a way by the president's decision to withdraw from DACA in 6 months if Congress can't find a solution?
Yes. In 2012, when the original program came out, I didn't immediately jump to apply and be a part of the program because of what it could have meant if, let's say, in a year's time, that program completely went away, then my information was shared. But the potential of what the program was at the time eventually convinced me that this was a step in which progress can be made.
You were a little hesitant in terms of joining the DACA program. Were you at all hesitant in joining this lawsuit?
Yes. If things go well, as we hope, then the DACA program would continue and not end in 6 months. And I would literally do my part in helping 800,000 other DACA recipients. That is a huge deal. But at the same time, I had to be quite honest with myself in terms of risks legally, in terms of immigration, that it could pose to myself and my family. So I thought through what could be one of the worst case scenarios if, lo and behold, immigration comes and detains me, and I would have to engage in fighting my own case. I really had to have a plan of action.
Based on your discussions with the other plaintiffs and with your legal team, do you believe you have a strong chance at winning this lawsuit?
We certainly feel like we have a chance, a strong fighting chance. We know for sure what is at stake, and if we can engage front and center and change the judge's heart who are reviewing our cases, then I think that we do have a good chance. And for me, it's one worth taking.
Nu Lativanskorn, master's student in public health at Harvard, medical school student at the University of California in San Francisco. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.